To hear you sounding so good this morning, so good this morning. Hello, families.
Hello.
Good to see you out there. Wow. First of all, thanks so much personally for all the wonderful gifts during at Christmas time. What do you think of my new Christmas tie, folks? Like it? Amen. Amen. It's good. I had to go to a little thing, take a little go look online, remember how to tie a tie. But I remember how to do that this morning over there. What a joy, and thanks so much for all the wonderful gifts, all the cards were exchanged, all the wonderful. But most of all, thank you for the wonderful spirit here in God's house during this wonderful season of celebration. Today we have a special day. We've got special music they're going to share with you. This is the last time that we're having service at Mount Calvary Community Church this decade. Think of that. The last time we're going to be in God's house this decade. So we just thank God for all the wonderful gifts that He has given to us as individuals here. We're going to pray in just a little bit. Before that, we're going to sing Joy to the World. When we pray, we're going to pray for Brother Terry Lee over there. He's a little bit under the weather. He's not sounding his usual. What are you taking over there, brother?
I'm singing bass today.
Well, thank you very much. Terry Lee's a bit under the weather there, but he's faithful being here this morning and with his hair looking just beautiful. So that's good. That's good to have that. We're going to pray for some of our folks that couldn't be here today. And we just pray that God, during this service today, will just touch your hearts and bring warmth. Amen. We're going to thank God for Janet Robertson being here today. Wow. Marvelous. So great to see you out this morning. Amen. Amen. Like this. Let's turn to hymn number 171, Joy to the World, 171. You've been sitting long enough. You've been sitting long enough. Let's stand if you're able. Hymn number 171, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. Great singing out there this morning. As always, such a joy to have the talent we have at Mount Calvary here. And I call that because we have big-hearted people. They've got a special number for you now I think you're going to enjoy over here. This is either Vicky and Gigi or Gigi and Vicky. I'm not sure. So
I just wanted to say a couple of words about the piece we're going to play. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote this piece 300 years ago. So it still remains one of the most popular of all his cantatas. And it's called Jesu, Joy of Nazi's Eye.
watch the embers by the fire. On this deep December night, hear the whisper of our heart's desire. In the golden light, grant us peace evermore. Let the day come soon when love will end all wars. Give us hope, melt our hearts. Gently then to hear our Christmas prayer. After winter evening slowly fades, as the quiet moon creeps in, in the spirit of the season now we pray. Simply once again, grant us peace evermore. Let the day come soon when love will end all wars. Give us hope, melt our hearts, take the world and hold it safely in your care. Won't you gently think to hear our Christmas prayer. Grant us soon, when love will end all wars, give us hope, melt our hearts, take the world and hold it safely in your care. Won't you gently think to hear our Christmas prayer? Won't you gently think to hear our Christmas prayer?
Thank you.
Just want to say how much we love coming to this church. You always welcome us with such open arms. And I am amazed and humbled to know that the same God who created this glorious universe is walking right alongside us. Amen. Through these triumphs that exhilarate us and the trials that press so heavily on our hearts and all those ordinary moments in between, He is right by our side.
From my first breath, You've been by my side, by my side, from my
In that scripture that we've shared many times and I've preached about, which that chapter begins with, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." But that chapter finishes off in the 12th verse, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, know I in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word. And just for a few moments, open our hearts. We receive the truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So my theme, and the thing I want to focus on here for, trust me, I'm not going to keep you long, is just simply to focus upon love that God gives us. With the songs that were played this morning and the beautiful arrangement, Marnell, you as always just thrill us with your gift of voice, whether you're singing that beautiful Christmas prayer or I told him this morning, Marnell, you're a good egg for doing that last week, and it just brought a chuckle to each one of us. Or if you're listening to a song that, in every step, by me. And I know that song and beautiful arrangement, Terry, you put together with that. And It's so nice to have folks just come in and they have something special for us. In that scripture, and if you will look it up in some of the different versions, there's a writing in the book of called The Message. Message so many people will enjoy. I know at the funeral there I saw Nancy Becker. And Janet, when I was talking to Nancy Becker some years ago, she came to me and she brought in this. She says, "You know, Charlie, this is the message." I can say that because she's not here today. Miss Ruby's not here. She says, you think it's good for me to read this? I said, "Boy, I just love it." Because it reads with such beauty at certain times. And she would read that, and she would have certain passages she would bring to me, and she says, "Don't you love the way the writer wrote this?" And the writer took this same scripture that we just read, and this is what the writer came up with. It says in verse 12, "We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist." People say that this word that you read out of, this is dated. This is a couple thousand years old, you know, this story that we're sharing here. Last Sunday morning, we had prayer requests. Why? Because down in Williamsburg, in the fog, there was an accident. I believe 69 cars, 51, went to the hospitals. During this week, if you were out much, you realize in the morning we had what? We had plenty of fog. Plenty of fog. "We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist." I don't understand it all. I don't understand this. I've said so many times why God heals some and in others He decides He wants to give them the ultimate healing of taking them home with Him. I don't understand it. But the writer says here, "But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. See it as clearly as God sees us." Then in the 13th verse, "But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Number one, trust steadily in God." Amen. Amen. Number two, hope unswervingly. Hope unswervingly. Amen. Amen. And the third one, it's a phrase that I never quite heard before. It reads, "Love extravagantly." I never thought of that. Love extravagantly. And the best of these three is love. Do you have any idea what it is to love extravagantly? It doesn't mean that you have the finest decorations. I don't think so. I don't think it means that you pick out the biggest and the best gift. I think it means to love extravagantly is to love within your heart in a way that sometimes even you don't realize that you can do. This morning during prayer time, and Brother Ford, I love when you share in prayer time because I understand at least a third or two-thirds of whatever you say, brother. I'll tell you right now. Because about a third of the way through, halfway through, Brother Ford, he starts to get emotional. And he starts to add a little tear to it like that. And I'm sitting there, I'm just by faith. Because I know that what he is thankful for, he is truly thankful for. And I believe it is an example of how to love extravagantly. Brother Ford, that's a compliment. So don't get mad at me, okay? Okay? You still love me. You got to. The Bible says so. Amen? Amen. Okay. When I have people that come to church, and they have dealt with such losses in their life, but they come in, and what do? They have a prayer of thanks for others because of what they have meant to them in their lives. And they're willing to stand up and say, I just want to thank each and every one of you. That to me is an example of how to love extravagantly. When you come to church and you walk in the doors, Jacqueline, once again, we apologize for the rest of them, but when you walk in the doors and you can't even get through, why? Because people have to share a little bit one with another. How was your Christmas? Was Santa good to you? It is so nice when you see people walking to church and they are just about bursting inside because they want to share some good thing that has gone on in their life. Or you can tell without a shadow of a doubt when in that voice it's fairly serious and they go, oh, but we've got to remember. You've got to remember my daughter. You've got to remember my neighbor. You've got to remember my family member. I believe that they're exhibiting this love and how to love extravagantly. This is a very unique place to pastor. I'll let you just simmer on that for a while. You just think about it. We are not all alike. Amen? Amen. And I think as God has made us as individuals, although in His image, He has still made us as individuals. And if you're able to come into church and simply be yourself, whether you were raised right or got into a lot of trouble, God knows you. God knows you. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We will see it all then. See it as clearly as God sees us. There will come a day when I will know. There will come a day when all of this sin and sorrow will pass away. There will come a day when I will understand the questions that I have. But for right now, my goal is to ask God to help me to see more clearly in 2020. I am going to try to get rid of that 20 pounds. I am going to forgive each and every one of you that gave me that candy for Christmas. It's amazing how you can forgive someone within your heart when your tummy is feeling so good. But my goal to see more clearly is to simply to trust steadily, steadfast in God. To hope unswervingly. And to love extravagantly. It's a wonderful place God has given us here. I've got things I want to do. We're starting out on our little Wednesday study. Not this Wednesday, it's New Year's, just in case you don't have a calendar. I tell you, Mount Calvary's different. People walking out, oh, you're going to be there this Wednesday. No, this Wednesday's Christmas. We're not going to do it this Wednesday. It's the following Wednesday. But I'm looking forward to it. Because within this word, it talks about the greatest gift we've ever been given. It's something I can hold on to. I can trust that vastly. I thank you for being the church that you are. I'm going to close in prayer, and then as usual, after we take up an offering, Terry's over here. Maybe you'll start writing down some notes in 2020 over here. That's what Terry's trying to say. I was on my way to take up an offering. Excuse me. Don't let cousin interrupt me. We're going to need both of those out across the way here. All those things. Heavenly Father, allow us to give back to a cheerful heart. Amen. Amen. Play something.
That won't tip.
And I tell you, Terry Lee, he couldn't sing today with his voice, so we're going to make him play. Okay? And we're going to... Can you see that?
No.
Take him a little closer. Anybody need one? Here you go, man. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for what wonderful joy we felt within your house. We thank you for a great year that you've given us. We thank you for all the love that we feel within this house now. God, be with those emergency people as they go upon their way. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, God. And let us always know within our hearts to thank you, the reason for this season. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.